Secondly, true individuality. This characteristic, we may say, is closely connected with the previous one. It's on account of his awareness that the new man is set apart from, not to say above, the mass. He's not merged or submerged in the group, in the species. He's an individual. He's himself. In a way, we may say, each new man constitutes a distinct species. This characteristic of the new man, that he is truly an individual, separate from the mass, is referred to in the Tibetan Rosary of Precious Gems of Precepts of the Gurus. This is a work divided into 28 sections or categories of yogic precepts, and section 16 gives the 10 signs of the superior man. The superior man equals, for all practical purposes, the new man. And the 9th precept in this section says, to differ from the multitude in every thought and action is a sign of a superior man. Not that the superior man goes out of his way to differ. He doesn't, as it were, say to him, well, let me see how different I can be from everybody else. That is the eccentric, not the new man. But the new man differs from others, differs from the multitude, simply by being himself. Doesn't even think about the multitude, doesn't even think about differing from them. Incidentally, we have to distinguish between true individuality and false. False individuality, we may say, is merely quantitative. It means that one who is only statistically an individual is able to assert himself on account of superior strength, superior power, i.e. material strength, material power. People like kings, presidents, politicians in general, the wealthy, and so on. Such individuals, we may say, are merely the strongest members of the herd, but they're not different in kind from other members of the herd. True individuality is qualitative, consisting in the development of awareness and the other special characteristics of the new man with which we are just now concerned.